Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
'Twas the sale before Christmas, and all through the house, all the creatures were stirring. Yes, even the mouse. The family was dreading Black Friday's extremes. Their cellular data had run out, it seems. Could Pioneer solve every holiday need with double the cellular data? Indeed. The frenzy before Black Friday is now here. Get double the data for holiday cheer. Double your data for a year. Visit Pioneer's Frenzy Before Black Friday event at participating stores for double data. Some restrictions may apply.
And welcome back here, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about our livestock futures. And the cattle futures had a pretty nice day as they closed positive across the board on Friday.
They sure did, Dave. We saw the trade higher throughout the session. The close was on the positive side. We saw a few more record all-time highs for the live cattle contracts. We also saw the box beef 17 cents lower on Friday, while on the choice, that is, while we saw the selects down $1.06, movement of 84 loads. Cattle kill, 111,000 head of cattle were killed on Friday's kill, and we saw the weekly kill come in at 567,000. That was 7,000 more than we saw the previous week. Now, the cattle on feed report was slightly negative as the placements came in larger than expected at almost 100% of a year ago. The monthly beef stocks were equal to a month ago, while compared to a year ago, it was 15% less. We did see on the close Friday, December cattle 65 cents higher, Jan feeders 77 higher, and Feb lean hogs 45 lower. I think I forgot to mention we also had cash in the feed yards Friday at a record price of 173 and 174.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures here now. And overall, the soybeans was a real nice day at the close of Friday. And, in fact, double-digit highs across the board there.
That's right, Dave. We did have fantastic upside in the soybeans and the soybean meal. The wheat market was mixed. The corn was slightly negative on Friday. Now, for the week, we saw the January soybeans gain 16 cents. March corn lost 9 cents, and March KC wheat lost a penny for the week last week. Now, this week will be a holiday-shortened week with Thanksgiving on Thursday and no markets trading. Then on Friday, we'll have an abbreviated session with early closings taking place. And Friday is also first notice day for December grain futures. Well, at the moment, we've seen mostly downside overnight. Our March KC wheat is down a penny. March corn's down a penny and three quarters. January soybeans are 8 1/4 lower. March cotton 17 points lower. January crude oil trading 23 cents lower. December dollar index is 6 cents lower. December Dow Jones futures currently 34 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
You can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much for your time this morning, and that's going to do it for us. I look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And for Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.